Fantastic. We are going to say a prayer that we can all understand a little bit more about who Jesus is and why he is such good news, whoever we are. So let's say a prayer. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. Thank you that at Christmas time, we celebrate his birth. And we pray that you would help us all to understand more about why that birth is such good news for all of us, whoever we are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Now, we just met two characters. Who can remember who the two people we just met were? Yes, Nathan? A shepherd. And who can remember the other one? Yes, Alec. A king. Now, shepherd and king, up you come. Now, I don't know if you noticed about this shepherd. Is this working? Yes, that is just about working, I think. This shepherd and this king, weren't they very different from each other? Okay, the shepherd, very poor. Okay, he just had to look after the sheep on the hillside, didn't pay very well. The wise man, probably very rich. You have to be rich to take such a long journey in those days. The shepherd, he was Jewish, and he lived very close to where Jesus was born. The wise man, was he Jewish? No, he wasn't Jewish. He was what we call a Gentile, which just means someone who isn't Jewish. He came a long, long, long way to come and see the baby. Now, the shepherd, this is often true of life for Jamie as well. Okay, simple. Okay, his job was just looking after sheep. Now, there's real skill in being a shepherd, but you don't have to be very academic to be a shepherd. The wise man, however, was, well, wise. Okay, they spent lots of time reading books. So the shepherd and the wise man were about as different as you could imagine two people being. But do you know that first Christmas, they both discovered an amazing thing. They discovered that Jesus came for them. The shepherd and the wise man, as different as they were, Jesus came for them both. And what we're going to see for a few minutes together today is that whoever we might be, however different from each other we might feel ourselves to be, Jesus came for all of us as well. Shepherd and wise man, should we give them a quick round of applause? You can go and take your seats. Thank you. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to think about a verse from the Bible that helps us to understand just why Jesus is good news for absolutely everyone, whether you're a shepherd or a wise man. And the verse is up there at the top, okay? For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son that, and there's a gap there, which we're going to come back to, believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Now, let's just think about some of those words for a minute. This first one up here. For God so loved. That's what the Bible says about God. He is full of love. And what does he love? Did anyone notice that from the verse? He so loved the world. Now, who thinks our world is always a very nice place? No, it can be, but sometimes our world's actually quite a difficult place. Our world is probably sometimes quite unlovable. And amazingly, though, God still loves our world. So it says, God so loved the world that he gave, like a gift. Who likes getting presents at Christmas? Oh, we love that, don't we? And the reason we give presents at Christmas is because we remember the greatest present ever given. God so loved the world that he gave. Now, can anyone see what was the big present that God gave according to that verse? Can anyone read it? Yeah, Alex. Yes, his one and only son. He only had one son. and he gave him for us. And the reason that he gave him is here. So that if we believe in him, that means we say, ah, I not only believe that Jesus existed, he was a real person, but I believe that he has given me a wonderful present. Can you see what the present is? Whoever believes in him shall not perish. That's just an old word meaning die. It means that we can't be friends with God, but instead have eternal life. And what he means by that is being friends with God now, forever and ever and ever. So it is amazing news. I wonder if we can all read it together. There is a word missing, and we're going to get to that in a minute. But let's read the words that are there from the beginning. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Now, the amazing thing that the Bible says is that Jesus came, and when he grew up, he ended his life by dying on a cross. And he there took all the bad things that we have ever done in our place, so that if we trust in him, we don't need to not be friends with God to perish, but we can have eternal life. Amazing news. But the big question we're asking today is, who is this for? Who is Jesus really for? Is it just for people who always come to church? Is he just for people who live really, really good lives? Well, we've already seen he's for shepherds and for kings. In fact, I've got some words here which we're going to fill this gap with. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the verse. And when we get to the gap, I want you to read the verse on my signpost, the word on my signpost, as loudly as you can, okay? So, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that who believe in him will not perish, but have eternal life. But was it just shepherds? God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that who believe in him will not perish, but have eternal life. I've got some more here. Let's try this one here. This is a bit difficult to read, so I'll bring it close to start with. Okay, let's try again. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that who believe in him will not perish, but have eternal life. By the way, just because you come to church doesn't necessarily mean that you've believed in Jesus yet. And it's really important that we put our trust in him personally so that we can receive his life as well. But of course, it's not just church people. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that we believe in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Now, we might be thinking, well, I didn't come to church very much. Does that mean Jesus isn't important for me? And the Bible says, well, no, Jesus came to be a rescuer for everyone. You might not have grown up going to church, but that doesn't mean that he doesn't love you and doesn't want you to trust in him so that you can enjoy his eternal life as well. Okay, here's another one. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that who believe in him shall not perish but have eternal life. You might be a child, but Jesus invites you to believe in him so that you can enjoy the new life that he promises us. And you can talk to your mum and dad if you want to believe in Jesus, and they can help you to know what that means. But of course, it's not just children, because God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that who believe in him shall not perish but have eternal life. And sometimes adults, children, let me tell you something. Sometimes we grown-ups make the mistake of thinking Christmas is just for children. And it's not, because Jesus came for everyone. And it's important that the grown-ups learn to trust in him as well
so that they can enjoy the life that he promises through his death on the cross.
Again, I've got one more, because Jesus didn't just come for one kind of person or another kind of person, he came for all kinds of people. So God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son that who believe in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Is anyone here really good at art? Who likes drawing? Oh, isn't it a wonderful thing? Do you know God gave you those gifts of drawing? He is an artist as well. He designed the whole world. And if you're an artist, well, you need Jesus as well. But it's not just the artists. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that scientist who believe in him shall not perish but have eternal life. And there are loads of brilliant scientists who realize that they need to trust in Jesus as well. And God is the best scientist there ever was. He didn't just figure the world out. He created the whole thing. So do we see the point? God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son that, I wonder, can anyone guess the word that goes in there? Can anyone guess what the missing word is by now? Emily? Whoever. Well done. Let's stick it in, shall we? And I think we should read it all together one more time. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Isn't that amazing? Jesus really did come for everyone. And just as we finish, that means that he came for you. And we might be sitting here thinking like, oh, well, you know, not for me. I mean, I'm not really a religious kind of person or a church kind of person. But yes, he came for you as well, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. But it does talk about something we need to do to receive his life. We need to believe in him. It's not just an automatic present. We need to receive the present and open it for ourselves. And perhaps this Christmas, that's the invitation that God is making to each of us, whoever we are, and whatever has brought us along today. Well, we'd love to give you all a little gift on the way out, a little book for children, and a little book for grown-ups as well. And perhaps that might be a way, if this is all quite new to you, of following up what it might look like for you to trust in Jesus and to become his follower as well. Well, I'm going to pray and then hand back to Peter. Let's close our eyes and pray. Heavenly Father, thank you that you sent Jesus for everyone, for shepherds and for kings, for those who are near to you and those who feel very far from you. And we pray wherever we are with you at the moment, whether we're more like a shepherd or a king, that you would help us to trust in Jesus this Christmas. And we ask it for Jesus' sake. Amen.